This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
با اینکه از پایان دفاع مقدس قریب 30 سال می‌گذره، در این حال یاد شهیدان و نام شهیدان کهنه نخواهد شد، گم نخواهد شد.
It has been more than 30 years that the Iraqi imposed war on Iran has finished, but the name and memory of the martyrs of the sacred defense era is still alive.
عظمتش الان چه فکر می‌کنن همین بچه‌هاست که الان تو خواب شهر چه خوابیدن. شما اعتقاد این برای اینکه
I think one of the greatness of Shalamche, that is the Iranian border town, are the soldiers who were there and are now buried there.
Today's story, the life and character of Shahid Sayyid Mujtaba Alamdar. Dear listeners, one of the great martyrs of the Iranian sacred defense against the Ba'athist regime of Saddam is Shahid Sayyid Mujtaba Alamdar. He was born in 1345 in the Iranian calendar in the city of Sari, Mazandaran province. When he was 17, he became a member of Basij, the popular mobilization forces of the IRGC, and after passing training courses, he became in charge of the battalion of Muslim and was dispatched to Kurdistan, then Ahwaz, and finally Haftepe. Shahid Alamdar was wounded several times in the operations of Karbala 1, Karbala 5, Karbala 8 and 10, and also Walfajr 8 and 10. Shahid Sayyid Mujtaba Alamdar officially became a member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps on July 8, 1987, and worked in the intelligence unit of Division 25 of Karbala in Sari. Shahid Alamdar mostly dedicated his life to eulogizing the Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam Hussein, Imam Mahdi, and Imam Hassan, and would also elegize these great personalities. However, he would never ask for money for his eulogies and elegies. Shahid Alamdar's friend said that his voice had a distinctive sorrow in it, and he had his own style of eulogy. Shahid Alamdar himself had said that he wanted to eulogize in a way that would attract the youth. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about remembering the martyrs.
با اینکه از پایان دفاع مقدس قریب 30 سال میگذره. در این حال یاد شهیدان و نام شهیدان کهنه نخواهد شد، گم نخواهد شد.
It has been more than 30 years that the Iraqi imposed war on Iran has finished, but the name and memory of the martyrs of the sacred defense era is still alive. The reason is that Allah the Almighty stated that martyrs are alive in His presence. Now, there have been many scholars and personalities who passed away during history, but few of them are remembered. The case of martyrs is different. They are always alive in the memories of the people.
یاد شهدا زنده است. و باید هم این بقاء نام شهدا و یاد شهدا رو بایستی ما به صورت
Our martyrs of the 8-year sacred defense era are also like this. They will be remembered always. It is our duty to keep the names and memories of our shuhada, our martyrs, alive, because martyrs are the heralds of glad tidings. The shuhada tell us not to be fearful, worried, or hopeless. They, in fact, keep divine blessings and mercy alive in front of our eyes. And this is what we need very much today.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program, The Teacher. Dear listeners, we're talking about the great martyr of Islam, the eulogist of the battlefields of the Iranian sacred defense, Shahid Sayyid Mojtaba Alamdar. Once, a person came to him and complained that his eulogies do not cause people to cry and weep. Shahid Alamdar said, "The problem is mine. Perhaps I am not sincere." That individual was surprised because every time he said such a thing to someone else, they would say the problem is yours, not theirs. However, Shahid Alamdar, due to his humility, said that the problem is his. There is a very interesting story regarding his eulogizing the Ahlul Bayt. There were two persons who had become very good friends with Shahid Alamdar and would participate in his sessions of eulogy. Their mother was suspicious why sometimes they would come home late. So she followed them and found out that they were in a basement where she heard the voice of a eulogist. She also saw that her sons were praying. She was so influenced by Shahid Alamdar that she, who did not used to pray before, became a praying individual and a woman of good hijab. She thanked Shahid Alamdar for opening her eyes. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Sayyid Mojtaba Alamdar.
عظمت شلن چه فکر میکنم همین بچه هاست که الان تو خواب شلن چه خوابی داره شما اعتقاد اون برای اینکه سرشون به دامان علی عبدالله بوده این اصحاب علی عبدالله هست.
I think one of the greatness of Shalamche, that is the Iranian border town, are the soldiers who were there and are now buried there. We have the belief that their heads are with Abi Abdullah, They are the companions of Abi Abdullah, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. Thus, their beings have made Shalamcha sanctified and sacred. The pure steps of A'imma have made Shalamcha sacred. The tears from the eyes of soldiers have made Shalamcha sacred. The blood of the soldiers have made Shalamcha sacred. I don't know what to say. It can be said that Shalamcha is, in a way, Karbala. As he said, every day is Ashura and every land is Karbala. Shalamcha is the land of Karbala. Everywhere is the land of Karbala, but I think Shalamcha is the very place of martyrdom. In the soil of Shalamcha, one can smell the soil of Abi Abdullah, Imam al-Husayn, alayhi salam. For example, I can't really say why. This was the only place where everyone came there as if they came to Karbala. The infallibles, prophets, awliya, a very many.
یکی داشت چون میداد خودم رفتم بلو بسرش دستشی گرفتم من اینو به درچا گفتم این بار بعد تیر خورده بود کاسه سرش بایده بود.
One of the soldiers was dying. I myself went towards him and held his hand. I told this to one of my friends one time. He had been shot in the head and his head was open. I went, held his hand and said, "If you can't say Ya Mahdi, I will say Ya Mahdi for you." He began to shed tears. I said, "Do you want me to recite the Shahada or proclamation of faith for you?" He wanted to tell me with those tears, "You don't understand. You don't see." From what I understood, he was saying my head is with Imam Mahdi, ajalallah ta'ala farajah. I don't need you to say Ya Mahdi for me. In a way, the soil of Shalamcha, not in a direct sense, but it had the same smell of chador, or cloak and veil of Lady Zahra, salamullah alayha, the dusty chador of Hazrat Zahra, salamullah alayha.
نه به همون قداست اما همون بوی همون خاک چادر عزیز زهرا میداد بوی اون چادر خاکی رو میداد
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The great martyr of Islam, the eulogist of the Ahlul Bayt, Shahid Sayyid Mujtaba Alamdar, had certain rules for himself in order to get nearer to Allah. He had said, "I must become amicable with the Quran. Therefore, I must recite at least 10 verses of the Quran every day. If I don't, the next day, I must recite a complete juz, or section of the Qur'an." Another rule he had imposed on himself was that he had said, "O my Lord, I confess that my prayers have not been focused. O my Lord, I confess that I have not been focused in my prayers. As a result, I must offer at least 2 units of compensatory or qada prayer every day. If I don't, the next day, I must pray a full day's qada, meaning Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha qada prayers." All of these showed his piety and love for Allah. This great martyr of Islam became a victim of chemical weapons. Around the year 1996, he was hospitalized due to Around the year 1996, he was hospitalized due to his illness and lost his consciousness after a week. At the time of the Maghrib prayer on December 31, 1996, Shahid Sayyid Mujtaba Alamdar passed away and joined the ranks of his fellow martyred comrades. May Allah bless him and elevate his ranks. Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher that was about the great martyr of Islam, Shahid Sayyid Mujtaba Alamdar. You could visit our website, which is parstoday.com, and if you click on the link Call of Islam on the top right corner of the page, you can listen to the programs of this radio station. And if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, send an email to englishradio@irib.ir. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.